أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now we'll look at Surah An-Nur, Ayah 30, this tafsir. From what we previously learned, we learned that we cannot enter homes other than our own without permission, nor can we look inside someone's home, nor hear conversations of others with our ears without permission, such as listening to someone's phone conversation, as we sometimes, without knowing, dial someone's number that's saved on our cell phone, and then we continue on with our conversation, while the person on the other end of the call decides to listen in on the conversation. This is also violating someone's privacy. In other words, if a person was called by mistake without the caller knowing, and they keep on listening to the conversation. Also, when someone enters someone's house without their permission, it's forbidden. And when someone looking inside someone else's house is not allowed. Would this be allowed, that we listen in on their conversation? This is also burglary and stealing. It is still considered stealing, even if it is done with ears. The Prophet ﷺ said that whoever looked at his brother's letter without his permission is as looking into the fire. Here, letter is mentioned. At that time, emails, texting, chatting on phones were not there. Otherwise, they probably would have been mentioned. So this is as looking into fire, that will overcome them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to obey these commands. Only when we remember that Allah is watching, only then we are able to bring these commands into action. And only by obeying these commands, we can make our homes peaceful. Now we will look at Ayah 30. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Say to the believing men. This command is for the believing men. يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That they lower or restrain their glances. As we learned, the meaning of غُد, غَيْن, ضَادَاد, is to lessen, reduce. So what is lessening of eyes? It means not staring or looking attentively. It means not prolonging their looking, but to restrain their look, not staring, and refraining from looking where looking is prohibited. From their sights, some glances are not appropriate, and eyes see things that should not be looked at. They should not let their sights free to wander and keep on looking at women. No, only a glance. Even that is not allowed. We see how Islam guards the means to fornication. Even glancing and looking is not allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even prohibited this much. But why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better and what is best. As we learn in the ayah, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. Shouldn't he know what he created? He knows that just by looking, something starts. No one can say, I don't do anything. I just look and nothing else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how far looking can take a person. In these ayahs, where keeping the glasses low or restrained is mentioned, is to close the doors or blocking the road that leads to unlawful relationships. Just as when the road is being repaired, it gets closed from some distance away, so people do not enter it and get stuck. So this is the starting point which can lead a person into trouble. It doesn't mean that everyone falls into trouble, but can highly lead to trouble. So closing this path with a no-way sign closes any chances of falling into the sin. When our Lord has commanded us to guard where we look, these eyes shouldn't be roaming freely to which that is hidden or forbidden to look at. Although the first glance, about which the Prophet ﷺ said that this is forgiven, as a person without intention, their eyes glance at something or someone, then the person turns away. That look, that first look, is forgiven. Not to keep on staring at the first glance. When told yaghuddu, it means not to keep on staring, but to restrain one's glances. Sadly, this sickness is commonplace in some countries. Alhamdulillah, this is not found here, apart from the fact what people see and look at on their own, and staring is considered rude. But we as Muslims, those who believe in the Quran, and as this ayah is clearly in the Quran, even then, men do not understand that they cannot stare at someone and have to lower their glances, nor look into the eyes of a woman while talking to her. Because even just looking into the eyes of the opposite sex can send wrong messages. And message of liking the other person is conveyed just by looking in the other person's eyes. Then many things start this way. So what type of looking is forbidden? Number 1. Looking with desire, by which feelings are aroused, cannot look with this feeling. Or looking as one without shame. This is prohibited. A man can look at another man, speaking to them in a normal conversation, when matters are being discussed. Second, looking is one with respect. Another sickness of looking that is prevalent in male-dominant societies is that women are not respected. So looking in a way where there is no shame or respect, this is also not allowed. An exception is a doctor who needs to look at the sick person, or in courts, or a security personnel, up to a reasonable limit can look, but not look of desire, but for the purpose of verifying identity. If one feels that the look is arousing attraction, then they should turn away from looking. The Prophet ﷺ said, O Ali, after the first glance, do not look the second time, because the first is forgiven, but not the second. Because the second time a person looks again is one that gives rise to attraction, and if there is attraction, that means that this is no good. The Prophet ﷺ said, any Muslim who looks at a woman the first time and lowers his glances, Allah will bestow him sweetness in his worship. He will enjoy his worship of Allah. So can looking be dangerous? Such that lead to the forbidden? Yes. The Prophet ﷺ said, the looking is an arrow from the poisonous arrows of Iblis that he throws. As many times we see images of a cupid with an arrow that it shoots at the hearts. So whatever a person sees, it goes into the heart of a person, and the picture of what the person saw and liked comes in the mind of the person again and again. The heart cannot come out itself and look. The door of the heart is by this looking, by this sight. When the looking and sights are not guarded and are free to roam and look at whatever they want, then the hearts will be impure and unclean thoughts will be born in the heart. As it is said, what the eyes admire, the heart desires. Whatever the eyes like, thoughts arise in the heart to pursue it. But if anyone guards their eyes, for them is great news. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, every eye will cry except the eyes that looked away and didn't look at things forbidden by Allah. except the eyes that remained awake for the sake of Allah, and except for the eyes that cried in fear of Allah, even if a tiny drop of tear is shed. That day every eye will cry except the eyes of these people who will not grieve. This is a command of Allah, and a great reward is promised. And here the person is not committing fornication, nor touching anyone, nor even talking sinfully, but just looking, which we do not consider anything serious, and it is so common. Physically looking at someone is usually avoided. So not getting yelled at, but people find no shame in watching on screens, the phone, magazines, or certain websites with porn, pictures of women dressed shamelessly in magazines or anywhere, even looking at illicit scenes, and for anything that arouses lustful desires, we are told, yaguddu, lower your glances. People do not even consider it wrong. While scenes are playing on billboards with such pictures of women and scenes that give rise to lustful feelings, people look at them. Only Allah knows who is looking and with what intention they are looking. Only a person who fears the watchful sight of Allah will refrain from looking at them. A person who knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the condition of the hearts and has knowledge of every thought that rises in the hearts of people. Only one who knows this will fear Allah and not look at these things. Because no one can know who is looking at the billboard or a sinful scene, playing on the screens or in a restaurant, or which body part the person is looking at, and with what intention, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. As we learn from the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَيُّنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows the betrayal or the treachery of the eyes and what is hidden in the hearts. Only one who fears Allah will protect their eyes and look away. And one who doesn't fear Allah, but only people, and people don't always see, they will not care. This is not just looking at women, but all indecent scenes are included in this, and all pictures that arouse desires. This is also forbidden to look at, even when a person is alone, or when a person is married. Even they cannot look at these scenes. This ayah is also coming for women. Therefore, no man or woman can say that they are allowed. Usually adults say that we don't want our kids to see this. This is not for kids. But as husband and wife, we will see it at night. This is not allowed. We must remember that إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. As mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, indeed the hearing, the sight, and the heart, all will be questioned. We will be asked, what did we see with these eyes? What did we hear with these ears? And what thoughts came in our hearts? Everything will be questioned. One who guards their eyes, their haya will remain, and only that person will find sweetness in their worship. And one who keeps their eyes free and looks for such scenes and things, their heart becomes impure. As the heart follows after the sight, just as when the mouth takes in a halal morsel, which makes its way to the stomach. While if the food or the morsel is from the haram and unlawful, then that is what will reach the stomach. Likewise, if one sees haram and unlawful things with eyes, then only haram will enter into their hearts. We look carefully at the ingredients of that which we put in our mouths, and we make sure it is not haram. But we do not think of the eyes. We have to watch out that haram is not seen by them. There are magazines on newsstands with covers of such immoral scenes. If our sight falls on it, then we shall look away. but not keep on looking and reading on to see what it is all about. Rather, a man is told that if his sight falls on a woman and he feels attracted, he should go to his wife to fulfill his desire. Because what the woman has, so does his wife. In this case, the man should turn to his wife. This is the tool by which the shaitan enters the hearts of men when the sight is left unguarded, when eyes look at everything. We are even told not look at the hips of either the living or a dead person. Then what about looking at women dressed in sleeveless clothes or legs uncovered? Also, where women are dressed up. So there, the fault is not only upon the man or the woman, but upon those who hold these gatherings where men and women are not separated. This ayah does not imply that everyone's looking is with bad intent, but Allah is given not to look where Allah has forbidden. That's it. There is no question about the intention of a person's looking. There is no need to judge anyone's looking, and nor does the ayah specify that this is allowed for this person and not for that person. This is not what the ayah says. This is just a general law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that there is an attraction between men and women placed by Allah. And if the women are dressed up, then it is an open invitation for men to look at them. And men can look at them. And we cannot say this doesn't affect the men. If you look at ads and movies, what is highlighted? Women and their beauty, their figure, is zoomed in. Sometimes looking can become so dangerous and becomes a means to fornication. And sometimes, even without use of words, just by looking, matters reach very far. This is how, with small sparks, a big fire starts. When a big incident happens, it begins with just looking. As we see how crime of rape and even molestation of kids begins with looking of eyes that see everything, then it leads to these evils. The ayah doesn't say that this command is only for the young men or men who are unmarried. As for people think that men who are married and are middle-aged with kids are free from these things and are uncles of everyone. No, this command is for all men. And we cannot say it doesn't matter to us because we are older now. No, this is the command of Allah. He has created man and He knows better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whoever disregards this and leaves their eyes to wander, then these eyes will take man near to hellfire. Today, stories of love such as Romeo and Juliet are considered stories of heroes. People admire them as if it is a good thing. While even these things begin by just looking, when a person looks, they start to like, which leads to trouble. So we must remember that lowering and guarding the eyes is a form of worship. It is difficult, but not impossible, because this is the command of Allah, and Allah only commands that which is doable by mankind. And whoever is successful in this, they will get the sweetness of worship. And this act itself of restraining one's glances and eyes is a form of worship. And those eyes will not weep on the day when every eye will be weeping. And as for the person who safeguards his sight, he will be able to see Allah. And then the person is protected from grief. And an illuminating light is formed in the heart that will be visible in the faces and the body parts of this person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them wisdom to understand. Their heart will be strong and content. They will not find enjoyment in the haram when man acts upon this command. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi has written all these benefits in his book, about refraining one's glances. The first thing in guarding oneself from going to the wrong path is guarding the eyes from what they see. Also, on the day of resurrection, the seven types of people who will have the honor of getting shade from the throne of Allah when there is no other shade, from those seven mentioned, one will be a young man who was called by a beautiful and wealthy woman, but he says, "I fear Allah," when his eyes start wandering to unlawful, he will say, "I fear Allah," and he knows Allah is watching, and Allah doesn't permit him to do this. Today we have male beauticians who do bridal makeup for women. They look at her face that not even a husband sees with such closeness. What would be the chances of this man not falling into sin? Would there be any shame left? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Save yourself from trial of women, because in children of Israel, the first trial began with women." In a story, we learned that long ago, when people did not associate partners with Allah, the shaitan went to a town where the women were extremely beautiful, and then in another town where the men were handsome. The men lived on the height and the women on the other side. So the shaitan sent the men to the town for some task, and when they saw the beautiful women, it caused the men to become attracted. Associating partners with Allah came later, but initially shaitan misled men with these means by taking men and women to indecency and removing their clothes. What did he do with Adam and Hawa? He had removed their clothes. When a woman doesn't guard her haya or shame, then men's eyes wander. If in a society Muslim women cover up and there are non-Muslim women, so men are also told to restrain their glances. Not that only women have to cover up and men can look wherever they want. No, for them is still this command.